You're listening to the music of guitarist Dominic Kansa, and this is Live in Music Podcast, episode number 8. My name is Roman Rojas, I'm a music producer in New York City, and today's guest is Dominic Kansa.
Just give me one more chance, Juana Maria. Just give me one more chance, Juana Maria.
Welcome to Live Music Podcast. I'm here with Dominic Kansa, a friend from a long, long time ago, a musician, guitar player, and he plays all kinds of music. He has played with Sting, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Jose Feliciano, Billy Joel, toured with Paul Simon, and has worked on many, many, many projects. Also has worked with Angelique Kidjo, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. So, Dominic Kansa.
Hi, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
So, Dominic, you know, why don't we begin talking about your early beginnings? How did you get interested in playing the guitar?
Well, I was born and raised in London, England, and I witnessed the Woodstock Festival on TV. That's when I first saw Carlos Santana. I saw Jimi Hendrix, but he didn't impress me as much as Carlos Santana because of the feel that Carlos Santana could get on the guitar. And when I saw that, I just decided that's what I want to do.
Touring and working with Paul Simon, you recorded with him, right?
Yeah, working with Paul Simon was probably one of the most enriching experiences of my career. He is such a professional person, and I learned a lot working with him. It was such a pleasure. We played so many places, and it was just one of the best experiences of my entire career.
Which album did you record on?
I recorded on Rhythm of the Saints, which came on in 1990, I believe 1991, I think.
You were mentioning to me earlier that at one point with Paul Simon, you went and played at the White House for Bill Clinton. Can you tell us a story, what that was like?
That was just an amazing trip. First of all, we traveled on a private jet from New York to Washington, D.C., and we had a private limo pick us up on the tarmac at the airport. And then we, the place where we played, Al Gore jumped up on stage and started dancing with us when we were playing You Can Call Me Al. It was just an amazing. And then Bill Clinton came and he made a speech, and I was standing probably not even 6 feet from him. And after his speech, he came and started talking to us, and it was a really good experience.
So what did he say to you guys?
Honestly, I don't remember what he said, but he talked to me quite at length. I can't remember exactly what we talked about, but it was a nice experience.
So you also were mentioning that, you know, you had an amazing experience playing at Carnegie Hall with a lot of big stars. When was that, and what was it like?
That was Paul Simon. Oh, it wasn't Paul Simon. I was playing with Paul Simon, but it was Sting's Rainforest benefit. He does a benefit every year for the Rainforest foundation that he has. And the year that I played was probably the biggest one that he had. He had so many stars. There was Bon Jovi, there was Sting, there was James Taylor, there was Elton John, there was Bruce Springsteen. I can't remember the others. There was about five other stars that I can't remember.
So tell me, out of all those people, who made the strongest impression on you as a performer, as a musician?
Well, I got to say Sting, because I hung out with Sting for a long time. We were probably there for before everybody arrived, probably for 2 hours, and he was playing his nylon string classical guitar for me. He was playing most of his classical pieces for me, and I was just so impressed by his knowledge of the guitar, actually. Yeah, and I got to play with everybody. They were actually using the house. Paul Simon's band was sort of like the house band. So we got to play everybody's song. It was really, really fun.
Who was in the Paul Simon band? Because I know he's got a pretty amazing band.
Yeah, we had Steve Gadd on drums. The keyboard player was Don Grolnick. He's passed away right now. And can't remember who was on bass. I think it was Bagheeti, but I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly who was in the band.
Let's go back in time, because when I first met you, one of the things that I knew about you is that you played the Papawemba. And Papawemba is, for those of you who don't know, Papawemba is a very influential African musician, and also with Diplo Dibala also. And those were people that influenced, especially Papawemba. If you guys know who Juan Luis Guerra is, he influenced Juan Luis Guerra tremendously. And Dominic was actually playing with Papawemba. So Dominic plays the Suku style wonderfully.
Papawemba is an old friend. You know, I've been working with him for many, many years, helped him develop the style that he has today, actually, because he was always trying to move out of the Suku's signature and trying to get more international. And I actually helped him move out of, you know, into the style that he's playing today, which is a lot more international. And it's funny that you mentioned Juan Luis Guerra, because I was just in Mexico a couple of months ago, and we was with there with Ricardo Lembo, who is an LA-based singer, and we had two stages. One stage was us, and at the other end was Juan Luis Guerra. So it was a lot of fun.
So did you get to hang out with Juan Luis? Did you meet him?
Unfortunately not, because his show was quite long. So we stayed as long as we could, and then we had to go back to the hotel.
Yeah, Juan Luis has like a 20-piece band with like 5 percussionists and a drummer, and he has like 8 horns. It's ridiculous. You know, my friend Marco Hernandez worked with him for a long, long time. And I went to see a show at the Garden, the sound check, and the size of the band was ridiculous. And the sound live is like a truck coming at you. You've been working with Angelique Kidjo as well, right? What's going on with that?
Well, I've recorded her last 3 albums, which the Black Ivory Soul, Oyaya, and the latest one, Jin Jin, which had a lot of guest artists on, Alicia Keys, Carlos Santana, Herbie Hancock, Branford Marsalis, Peter Gabriel, all kinds of people. And actually, this last record that we did was my idea, because I remember I was with her backstage in Dallas, Texas, and I was telling her, I was saying, well, you have all these friends and you don't use them. Why don't you, you know, like make a record with guest artists, you know, some of your friends as guest artists, and she did that.
So Dominic, now tell the audience where they can find you online. If they want to contact you for a gig or for work, to work in the studio, to record something.
Yeah, everybody can reach me at www.dominickanza.net. Dominic Kanza spelled in one word, DOMINICKANZA.net.
Excellent. So listen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And, you know, I hope to see you soon again.
Thank you for having me, and let's keep rocking.
Thanks for listening to Life and Music Podcast, and I'm leaving you with Dominic playing electric guitar on Angelique Kidjo's Oyaya record. If you need more information or want to find out more about me, you can go to romanrojasmedia.com, romanrojasmedia.com. If you have any questions, you can write me an email, send me a message. Kokudo chichue na merekareka enuko.
poco pudo chichue, miro la nojida. Et nous poco pudo vivi, a vif enfant de mumbaleo, chichue non no kudo papa. Et nous poco pudo chichue, et gade pekwe mu templeo la, papa vivi na mesiame. Kudo chichue na me deka deka, enu koko kudo chichue viva ne mi chida, enu koko kudo vivi abitu kada mumbaleo, chichue vivi kudo fafa, enu koko kudo chichue e gade kwekwe mu templeo la, fafa vivi na me siamba. Señor, ma señores, señela, señor, ma igual nunca yo.